Jefferson Lines will begin serving the route August 18th, the same day Greyhound service is expected to end. The route includes stops in places like Coon Valley, Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, and Spring Green. Jefferson Marketing Vice President Bonnie Buchanan says the company decided to pick up the route when it became apparent no one else would. Buchanan says the company had been hesitant because the route doesn't really fit into the current system providing north-south service between Minneapolis and Dallas.
When Greyhound was operating this route, we would meet them in Rochester, Minnesota, and they would give us passengers from that route who would ride on our route to their final destination. So we're looking at really two aspects of this. Number one, there's going to be a lot of communities, a great number of people that are without service, and then we also lose the feed on our main route system.
Jefferson will pick up some abandoned Greyhound routes in Minnesota as well. Buchanan says the company will promote its package service and try to make it easier for college students and others to use the bus. The state will provide a subsidy to pay for half the company's losses on the route. Buchanan says they intend to see if county regional bus systems could be used to bring passengers to the route to help make it profitable. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.